This is message 11 of the Conference of a Church in Bangkok. Verses are Psalm 134. The Lord bless all the saints out of Zion. This is the last meeting and everyone is tired. May all these words be written in our hearts, and that the Spirit would lead us into the reality. I do believe that the Lord would do it. And He would help our young people to enter in. Amen. We all need the Lord's Word. And we also need the Lord's Spirit to lead us. I hope that when you go back, each day you would read the Song of Ascents and read it with a prayerful spirit. Do not just know about it, but you also need to pray that the Lord may work on us. This morning we saw how precious the oneness is. This is truly what our Lord Jesus and our Father wants us to attain. That is why the prayer of the Lord in John 17 is that we would be fully perfected into one. Meaning to say, the highest level of the growth in life is the oneness. Besides, the Lord said several times, just like us, just like I am in the Father, and like you, Father, are in me. And we also are in the Father. This is not a teaching. This is a reality. Without this, there's no way to reach such a oneness. Man may use it's his organization and authority to make this oneness. That's how the people in the world try to be one. If you are not one with me, I'll just chop your head off. Then we're one. Then there's one. It is also a kind of oneness. But it's not this heavenly oneness. And it's not the oneness in Psalm 133. The oneness that the Lord creates is wonderful. This is something man cannot do. It's only God who can make it. Because it's a Father who is in the Lord. And the Lord is also in the Father. Such a oneness is not man-made. It's a living oneness. It's a triune God. And it's too wonderful. That's why in order to reach this level, we need His help. Really so. It's something impossible for you and I to do. He needs to do it. That is why the building up of Zion, if it's not He who builds it, there's no way. I hope you will remember. if it is not the Lord who builds. This word is very important. Unless the Lord builds the house. So we all need to pray and humble ourselves and confess to Him and repent. And tell the Lord, unless Lord, You build the house, whatever we do is useless. It's all in vain. It's empty. We may work, work, and work, and in the end, I don't know what it becomes. Do not think that we're so capable. We cannot make it. God let man do it, and for 6,000 years, and you see what the world turned out to be. And how about the church? It's been 2,000 years. Where is it? Where is it? It's not visible. So I hope that we would have the mercy of the Lord to accomplish His work. Yes, thank the Lord. We need His mercy. And we need the precious oil. It's precious. God would not just give this oil to anyone in a loose way. In the Old Testament days, the ointment would not be anointed on the flesh. Do not think that we can live in the flesh and get the oil. No, do not deceive yourselves. If you are unholy, there's no oil. If you are loose and you're not righteous, there's no oil. If you're proud and you like to pick fights, if you're not having peace among yourselves, you're not in oneness, there's no oil. Not only do you not have the oil, but the oil will flow away. It will not be flowing down, but it will flow away. That's why there's no joy. If you have the oil, you will have joy. Thank and praise the Lord. Besides, we also get the heavenly blessings. Let me repeat. Blessings are not in Thai baht. The Bible doesn't say that I'll give you the heavenly baht. You know, very often the baht, the money, is not only not a blessing, but it will damage you. It will cause you to suffer. Paul said, those people who want to rich want to prosper. He says, you may prosper and get riches, but sufferings also come along with it. That is why the blessing in the Bible is not money. It definitely is not. We need to turn to the Bible. You all know it. That's why when you come to the church, don't think you're going to get some advantage out of it. And it's also not in the numbers. Do not think that if there is a large number of people, then it is His blessing. No, if that's the case, the Roman Catholic Church is the biggest blessing. no matter how big you get, you'll never be as big as Roman Catholicism, right? When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, was his work very big? When we come to John chapter 6, everybody left him. And there were only 12 left. You know, wouldn't you say that God did not bless the Lord Jesus and everybody ran away from him? Was there any blessing? Sandy said, no. Oh, you're wrong. If the church in Bangkok had only 12 people, would you say, oh, look at God's blessing? Would you say that? That's why when you say amen, it's only in doctrine. If everybody would leave tomorrow and there will only be 12 people left here, would you say it's God's blessing? Thank the Lord. God's blessing is not in the number of people. Besides, the Lord said it himself. The way of life, the path of life, and the gate to life is narrow. If you're too fat, you can't enter in. Narrow is the way. And narrow is the gate. It's not that you are fat in your body, but it's that your heart is too fat and big. It's filled with the things of the world, and you cannot enter in. You cannot enter in. That's why the Lord Jesus said, it's harder for the camel to enter into the eye of the needle. Is it easier? It's easier to enter in through the eye of a camel than eye of a needle than for a camel to enter in through the eye of a needle rather than a rich man. That's why we're all blessed. In Zion, we're looking for the spiritual blessings. What we want to gain here is our Lord Jesus Christ. Because all the spiritual blessings, all the heavenly and spiritual blessings are in Him. This is what God has prepared for us. Our riches are not the same as that of the world. That is why this blessing is a special blessing. It's eternal life. And that's the life of God. And it's just the Lord Himself. Christ is our life. It's very glorious. Thank and praise the Lord. That is why I hope that those who came from the various places need to see this. Amen. Now, since this is a narrow way, what did the Lord say? Many would find it? What did He say? Few are they who find it. There are only a few. It depends on how your heart is. Thank the Lord. Amen. Okay, I don't need to speak much. And I shouldn't be long-winded. If I speak too much, then I get too long-winded. That's not good. May the Lord save me. All you servants of the Lord. Amen. Today we're all servants of the Lord. We all need to come and serve God in His house. This is a normal condition. You do not need people to come encourage you. And no one has to force you. God never forces anyone to come serve Him. If your service is because people forced you to serve, then you're serving man and you're not serving God. All who serve God are volunteers. And out of a free will and a joyful heart, you do not need people to force you. It says, oh, you have to be a full-timer. You have to give up your position as a professor and give 2 years of a time to the church and to join my training. Oh dear. This is not God's way. I've been reading the Bible, but I have not read that God works in such a way. In the book of Isaiah, our God is such a God. He says, whom should we send? Even the Almighty God has to ask this question. Who should I send? Nobody wanted to go. In the end, Isaiah said, no one would go. Then Isaiah said, Lord, I'm here. Here in God's house, we serve the Lord because we love Him. Thank and praise the Lord. We all serve out of a willing and joyful heart. We do not need others to force us. God doesn't want that. It all has to come out of your heart and your spirit. Such a service is sweet. And it is real. And it is proper, and you will not be loose. And you will not be presumptuous. You should be afraid to be presumptuous. This is a grave sin. It's a grievous sin. If you are a presumptuous person, David say, you would commit a grave sin. Because God did not tell you to do anything and you did a lot. This is very dangerous. Do not do things at random, but thank the Lord. Here we are a priesthood. Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters are a royal priesthood, very glorious. We're a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. It's a gift of God to us. So if you don't want it, God will not force you. If you don't want it, there's no way. In God's house, in His kingdom, in Zion, the service here is different from the other groups outside. Here we serve our glorious God. And daily we live in Him. And day by day we have fellowship with Him. And besides, the best service is within the sanctuary. It's on this small golden altar, a golden censer altar. You know, this place is too high, this podium. I'm a little afraid. Why do I have to stand up here so high? Next time it should be a little shorter, lower. That's the best service to serve there, as before the golden incense altar. I'm sorry. In that millennial temple in the book of Ezekiel, only the sons of Zadok can enter in. All the other Levites who followed the people to worship idols. So when the Lord comes back, when the king of Israel returns, the sons of Zadok had a special privilege. God said, only they may draw near to me, to serve me, to minister unto me. All the rest of the Levites could only work outside in the outer court. Cook. Maybe they'll be roasting the bullocks. And they may be sweeping the floor and watching, you know, being doorkeepers, but they may not draw near to me. Do you want to work for the Lord, or do you want to draw near to God? You make the choice. No, everybody likes to be so active. Do this and do that. To draw near to the Lord? No time. Oh Lord, I'm too busy. I've got lots of things I need to do. In the morning I need to do this, and I have to do that. And then I have to go to training, then I have to go knock doors, and I have to do this, I have to do that. Draw near to the Lord? Oh, I'm too tired. At night I'm too tired. When I come home I still need to draw near to the Lord? But in the book of Ezekiel, it's very clear. God's will is too clear. All the other Levites were not allowed to draw near. But only the sons of Zadok, because they were faithful. All the other ones went wild. But they were faithful to the temple. They do not run off with people loosely. Those were serving people. They were trying to please man. No, whatever they want, I'll just go along with them. They don't care what God wants. Today, if you want to serve God, you want to know what God wants. Don't think there's no difference. There is a difference. And here, in serving the Lord, how do you serve? You just work for Him? Do errands for Him? It's okay too. to do errands for him, I wouldn't say that that's useless. But that's not the best service. The best service is to come draw near to him. To draw near to him. The more you draw near to him, the more his light, his life, his glory would be reflected out of you. Thank and praise the Lord. The service in Zion, all have to be like this. Now, if as an elder, and yet we do not go into the sanctuary very often and draw near to our Lord to minister unto him, that's why we all need to learn today. Daily we need to go before the Lord. To draw near to God. To draw near to God. You say, Lord, I'm here. I came again. I come again in the afternoon. At night, I come again. The Lord would not say, what a bother, you keep coming here. The Lord will not be bothered by you. The Lord would like it. To come, to draw near to him is our very best service. Do not forget. Besides, out of such a service, the Lord would tell you what to do. After the Lord tells you what to do, don't run off to do it right away. You have to bring him along to go do it. Okay, Lord, come, let you do it. Thank and praise the Lord. This is how we should serve the Lord. All you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. In those days, in the service in the temple, there's a night day shift and there's a night shift. Which shift would you like? I give you another question. Which shift would you like? Do you like the day shift? Or do you like to work a night shift? Toby, if I let you choose, what would you choose? Nobody likes to work a day, night shift or the graveyard shift. If you are a nurse, as a nurse, or if you're a doctor, do you like to work the day shift or the night shift in the middle of the night? He's thinking, he won't dare say, oh, it's better at night? Do you agree? He doesn't agree. It's better at night? Perhaps the first night is good. The second night is still okay. By the third night, you can't even open your eyes. Nobody likes to work the night shift. But there's a group of servants here. They work the night shift. Thank the Lord. When we serve God in the church, it's not according to your liking. It's not according to your choice. It's not that you would serve only if you feel comfortable. But this special group of servants, they're willing to work the night shift. Everybody else is sleeping, and you are serving. How about that, brother? I'm not joking. Oftentimes, our service is just a general service. It's 5 o'clock. It's over. Time to get off work. Do you serve like this? Thank the Lord. No matter what time it is, day, time, or night time, it's all the same. You're serving just the same. Besides, how are you serving? They're praising the Lord. It's not that, oh, it's already nighttime. Would I still be blessing the Lord, praising the Lord? During the day, it's still all right. But for me to be saying, praise the Lord, amen. Oh, the Lord, how good it is. Would you be like this? We who serve the Lord at the fifth level, it's not the same. Thank the Lord, it's not the same. Amen. And on the other hand, why is it by night? Night in the Bible is not good. Because nighttime, it's just, it's the night. It's not good to be in the night. No matter how good the church life is, how much blessing the Lord gives, especially if the situation is good, the condition is good, and there's a condition of oneness, and everybody is very happy, do not think that you do not need to be watchful. Do not think that, oh, we're okay. We're very good. Oh, look, we're all so comfortable. We're all enjoying there. How long could you stay in a good condition? How long can you maintain that condition? Can you be loose? Can you afford to be loose? Everybody go to sleep. And at night, when everybody goes to sleep, then the serpent creeps in. Then what? Do not think that it will not happen. Even the good church in Philadelphia, the Lord warned them, you have to be watchful. Because there is a serpent in this universe. Not only is there a serpent, now it's a big dragon. There's a power of darkness. And while you're sleeping, it creeps in, then what? Don't you think that won't happen? Didn't I tell you? In 68 to 71, oh, the church life was very living, and it was very high. And 5 years later, the church was like Babylon. That's why I'm telling you this today, not as a teaching. It's not a teaching because I've seen it. I have seen it. So we all, especially the responsible brothers, all need to be watchful. There has to be some brothers working the night shift. Who wants to do the night shift? Amen? Oh dear, nobody wants it. There you are, would you do it?
Amen.
Who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Oftentimes the best prayer is to praise the Lord. Praise Him. The more you know Him, the more you would praise Him. This group of people has come to this level where they have a lot of experience of the Creator of heaven and earth. They know and they experience this Lord. And so every time they think of Him, they praise Him. Oftentimes our prayer is not praise. We are not praying, but we are complaining there, reporting to the Lord. It says, oh, look at Brother Lin. Oh, look at the church. What should we do? Oh, look at the elders. Ayah, Lord Jesus. Why do you give us such elders? Lord, why don't you change one? Who should it be changed to? Should you be set up as an elder? Do you want to be it? You keep complaining. You come to me and complain about the elders. Why don't you come be one? Do you want to be it? You try being one. Once you become an elder, maybe the others will be praying and complaining to the Lord about you. And they have to change another one out. No, we need to praise. Bless the Lord. Thank and praise the Lord. Lord, whatever you set up cannot be wrong. We have to thank and praise. For our brothers, we thank and praise you. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would you pray in this way? Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. And thank Him. Because He knows the church belongs to Him. He knows the heart of everyone. He is a God who searches the heart. We not only need to thank the Lord, but we all need to pray for the responsible brothers in the church. Amen. Thank and praise the Lord. Lord, give them the wisdom from above. Serve them. Hold them tightly in your right hand. Did you pray in this way? Did you? That's good. Thank the Lord. So you need to bless the Lord and praise Him. And thank and praise the Lord for all the saints. In all his epistles, Paul was praying for all the brothers and sisters. He was not complaining against to the Lord about them. But he was thanking the Lord, praising the Lord for the brothers and sisters. Tell me, was everyone very good? Not everybody was good. But whether good or bad, Paul prayed for them. He kept praying for the ones that were not so good until they became good. And for the good ones, you keep praying, pray until they get even better. Don't think that the good ones do not need prayer. They need even more prayer. Even Paul said you have to pray for him. Thank and praise the Lord. If the church is like this, tell me, wouldn't it prosper? It would prosper. And it would bring in the blessing of the Lord. You know, many times in the Song of Ascents, it's mentioned, the Lord who made heaven and earth is mentioned. And in the very last verse of the Song of Ascents, the Lord who made heaven and earth is mentioned again. Meaning to say, this God is almighty. You see, he created everything. Doesn't he have the ability to help us and bless us? Oh, our faith is too little. Because our spiritual eyes are too small. Just like a Chinese eyes. Some people ask me, Brother John, when you laugh, can you still see? I don't dare to smile because I can't see anymore. If your spiritual eyes are as small as my eyes, then you cannot see. We need to see how great our Lord is. Many times, the Lord who made heaven and earth were mentioned. Our God is not so small. He is not powerless like us. The Lord Jesus said, with man, it's not possible, but with God, all things are possible. Especially in the building up of Zion, changes. Although it's very difficult, but in the Songs of Ascent, it says it's possible. Amen. Can God change Cambodia? You have to say amen. Can he change us? You have to say amen. Can he save us to the uttermost? You have to say amen. Believe. You're a believer. If you are a believer, then you need to believe. I don't need to say more. The last verse says, may this God, may the Lord bless you. He doesn't bless you from heaven. But now, he blesses you from Zion. Our blessing today is a real blessing in his church from the Lord. Thank and praise the Lord. God wants to bless us from out of Zion. In this way, we can truly accomplish God's will. Amen. May the Lord bless you all, bless all the churches from Zion. Amen.